This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So last week, there was a report that came out that showed, depending on where you live, how much money you need to make in order to buy a home. Now, remember we talked about how the average price of a home was going, like, in some areas for $400,000. Nevada, I heard it was, like, at $600,000, which I still think is back to $400,000. But depending on what survey or what report you read, but still, that's a hell of a lot of money. And this report was a little different in that it looked at what your salary needs to be in order for you to afford a home in your area. So when we look at these numbers, they're pretty shocking. And then we need to talk about why this is happening. So the median home prices have, again, skyrocketed in California, San Francisco, San Diego, LA, New York City. Those are high. But, you know, multiple areas have seen spikes. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Las Vegas, Nevada, the typical salary you need to even think about purchasing a home, and now I lost it again. My computer sucks. I think it's $87,000. Hold on. All right, $84,000. So your salary alone, we're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about, you know, combined income, because it depends on, you know, the house, the size house, but to get into a regular home, your salary has to already be at about $84,000. For Riverside, $106,000. San Diego, $166,000. So you can't even think of a home in California without six figures. Portland, Oregon, you got to be at six figures, $109,000. Seattle, $140,000. Now, that's not the price of the home. That's what your salary needs to be. Now, this is coming from Visual Capitalism, a analysis that looked at home price data and the salary needed to afford a median U.S. home. This is shocking, because most young Gen Zs or younger millennials I know aren't making that money. New York, you have to have a salary of at least $129,000, which I'm kind of shocked by, because I thought New York would be higher, but there's not a lot of homes, let's say, in Manhattan. But Boston, $130,000. Pittsburgh, only $42,000. Columbus, $59,000. Cincinnati, $51,000. Louisville, $48,000. Minneapolis, $74,000. Kansas City, $80,000. Memphis, $52,000. So if you make under six figures, you need to get your butt to the Midwest. Although Denver, you have to be making at least $121,000. Salt Lake City, you have to be making at least $100,000 to afford a home. Miami, $103,000. But Tampa, $75,000. So this idea that you need to make at least that much is very scary. Because when I was younger and I was looking, you know, at jobs and looking at careers, I thought, okay, well, whatever job you get, you're going to be at for 20, 25 years. The average Gen Z and millennial knows that they're only going to be at that job for a year or two. And then, because every 2 years, something seems to happen, whether it's COVID, whether it's an economy change, whether it's an industry change, whether it's a whole new legislative shift in the industry. And so how do you decide to enter into a home knowing that your salary might not be stable? And I talk to a lot of Gen Zs because my kids are Gen Zs. So I talk to their friends and I talk to, I'll talk to the college students. I'll go on campus because my son's like, want to meet me for lunch? And I'm like, yeah, you know. So, you know, I'll meet him for lunch, buy him lunch. And then he's like, here are my friends. So I'm like, oh, they don't want to, you know, sit with me. And they're like, oh, no, hang out. So I hang out with them and I talk, you know, and then somebody at another table will, you know, you know, pop in going, yeah, and this, and, you know, and so you start to hear what they're thinking. Again, people think the Gen Zs are entitled and spoiled and all that. They're not. The Gen Zs that I know, they have it tough. They might not have had tough as those of us who are Gen X or boomers, but they definitely have it tough because they don't get to have that sort of career path that we did. Right? There's no loyalty. Companies change hands. It's not like the way things used to be. So why are prices going up? Well, originally we blamed COVID because, well, you were stuck in a 400 square foot apartment during the lockdown and you said to hell with this. You know, I don't want to be stuck like this. So I want to, you know, I want to have my own property. Crime is also driving people out of cities and apartments. People wanting their own space, families, you know, now that the COVID lockdown is over, people are thinking, okay, you know, now maybe we can, you know, start having a family. We want some land. We want some space. So as there's more demand for homes, prices go up. But China is also playing a huge role. And I knew that China was here because when we had to sell our medical building, you know, we had multiple offers from people who lived in China. And I'm like, okay, well, wow, what do they want with my medical office? What do they, well, apparently, and a lot of these people offered cash. And, you know, China, the people in China, not everybody, but seem to have money. And it seems to be a huge advantage to buy up property in other places that is less expensive. That's why we have a lot of Californians buying, you know, in these other places, and then it starts to drive up the cost and drive up the prices. But I hear that what some Chinese investors do, I'm not blaming the whole country of China, but what some Chinese investors do is they will buy like an area of land or homes, and then they will purposely sell one of them at a higher rate to up the comps, such that now that neighborhood costs more. So they're like, nope, the home sold here for $1 million. Really? They were only supposed to be 600,000. What? They're now $1 million? Yeah, well, this is a $1 million neighborhood. That's, you don't want a $1 million neighborhood. And so there's some manipulation of the markets. And I mean, I'm no expert in real estate, but you know, if you have, you know, drive, big demand, other entities manipulating the market, the average American will not be able to afford a home. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So South Africa is reporting a death from somebody who received the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. South Africa's health regulator reported a causal link between the death of an individual and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, meaning they believe the Johnson & Johnson vaccine caused her death. This is the first time such a direct link has been made in the country. We have about six Johnson & Johnson deaths, if I remember correctly, and I'll look it up. But we've had nine Johnson & Johnson deaths. It's gone up. Nine Johnson & Johnson deaths. Out of millions, you know, hundreds of millions given, still, though, nine too many. But in South Africa, this is their first. The person presented with a rare neurological disorder we call Guillain-Barré. This was after they got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The person had to later go on a ventilator and died. Now, Guillain-Barré, a friend of mine got that after a flu shot. It's very rare. You could get Guillain-Barré after a cold, after a virus, after something you're trying to vaccinate to protect against. But you could also get it very rarely from vaccines. And basically what happens is your immune system gets triggered and decides to fight the nerves in your body. And it could cause paralysis, it could cause you to not breathe, and it could cause you to die. According to Professor Hanalei Meyer, at the time of the illness, no other cause for the Guillain-Barré syndrome could be identified. Johnson & Johnson said in an emailed statement to Fox that the GBS was associated with the administration of various vaccines and other medicines, and it can also be triggered by SARS itself. The company said it strongly supported raising awareness of the signs and symptoms of rare events to ensure they could be quickly identified and effectively treated. Last July, U.S. authorities did add on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine fact sheet that there was an increased risk of Guillain-Barré syndrome within six weeks after vaccination. At the time, they noted 100 reports of Guillain-Barré in vaccine recipients, 95 cases that were serious, one died. Now, let me see if I have any new numbers on that. I have the VAERS and the CDC site. They have here, in terms of GBS, they say the rate of GBS within the first 21 days following Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine was found to be 21 times higher than Pfizer or Moderna. After the first 42 days, the rate of GBS, or Guillain-Barré syndrome, was 11 times higher following the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but the analysis found no increased risk of GBS after Pfizer or Moderna. CDC and FDA are continuing to monitor these. So I don't necessarily have a number, or if the 9 Johnson & Johnson deaths were GBS-related. But the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a little different from the Pfizer and the Moderna in that they use an adenovirus vector. And they use a virus that won't attack our body to bring in the DNA to the body. Whereas the mRNA vaccines of Pfizer and Moderna use a little lipoprotein particle to keep the mRNA safe and not get destroyed before it could get into our cell cytoplasm and make the spike proteins that are needed. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine does a little different. They have DNA, but the DNA is protected in a virus that gets injected, a attenuated, genetically engineered, not pathogenic. But there's a chance that maybe the body doesn't like that and reacts. We also see higher risk of clots with adenovirus vector vaccines, such as AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. And with Johnson & Johnson, we saw lower long-term immunity, such that the FDA and CDC suggested that, you know, if you want to get a booster with Johnson & Johnson, you got to do it 2 months later. But if you are thinking about getting a booster, maybe go to the Pfizer or the Moderna to get some longer protection. Johnson & Johnson said that they were in discussions with regulators and the rate of reported cases of GBS exceeded the background rate only slightly. And they still assert that the benefit of vaccination so far outweighs the risk. That's according to Botumelo Semedi Mako Kotalila, the chief executive of the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. In our context, we have administered 9 million doses of the Janssen vaccine, and this is the first causally linked case. Europe's medicines regulator has AstraZeneca. We don't use the AstraZeneca. That also uses the viral vector technology. South Africa's health minister, Joe Paala, told a news conference that as of mid-July, there had been 6,200 adverse events out of 37 million COVID vaccine doses administered in the country. Samit Makokotlea said the regulators stressed around 160 deaths since the COVID vaccination rollout started, but they hadn't been able to, you know, causally link it to vaccine until this one. So South Africa uses Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer in their COVID vaccination campaign. The rollout started off slow because they had issues securing supplies and they had to negotiate with pharmaceutical companies. And right now, 46% of their adult population of 40 million is now vaccinated. So our data in the U.S. is up on the CDC website for their VAERS, the Vaccine Safety Adverse Event webpage. And they do outline, they talk about the myocarditis, pericarditis links, they talk about the Guillain-Barré, they talk about thrombosis or thrombocytopenia syndrome. It's supposed to be rare, but it is listed that it could happen after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. There was, I believe, one case of TTS in the Pfizer vaccine in a young doctor or a young woman. This was early on in the rollout. Anaphylaxis, full-blown allergic reactions, occur at a rate of 5 cases per million. Many people, I brought an EpiPen when I went to get my shots and my kids' shots, because I'm like, if anybody's going to have anaphylaxis, it's going to be one of us. Some reason, whenever there's something that goes wrong, usually, you know, somebody in the medical field ends up getting it. But thank God, that was okay. The myocarditis, pericarditis risks of the heart inflammation is being reported very rarely, but there have been some reports of the 12 to 15-year-old age group, 16 to 17, 18 to 24. And then deaths, as of deaths, they say more than 603 million doses of COVID vaccines were administered since December 14, 2020. Up until their reporting of July 27th, so last week, VAERS received 15,700 preliminary reports of death, which comes to 0.0026% among people who received the COVID vaccine. CDC and FDA clinicians are reviewing reports of death to VAERS. So, 9 deaths again for the Johnson & Johnson. So I don't have the breakdown of how many died from Pfizer, how many died from Moderna, allegedly. But, you know, it's rare, but it does concern people. In fact, parents have been not very enthusiastic about getting their kids vaccinated. At least 43% said they have no intention to vaccinate their young kids with the vaccine. This is up from last year. There's been hesitancy, there's been rejection. And, you know, some articles try to say, well, it's because they're Republican-leaning. And, you know, it's some of these studies will look into politics, but I know many liberals, many Democrats who are very vaccine-hesitant. And so I think it's because, you know, not only are they worried about the rare side effect, but they're also worried about, you know, that people are getting the virus anyway, and if they're getting the virus, then that's providing some sort of immunity. See, originally, we were told that if you got the vaccine, there's no way you could ever get COVID. And so that, I mean, that sold me. I'm like, and even though I knew better, I'm like, I'm probably going to still be exposed, but hopefully I really won't have a COVID illness, because look at how the measles vaccine works, and, you know, I never got measles, I never got mumps, I never got rubella. But once people saw they're getting COVID anyway, then they're like, well, good, at least I'm not dying and the vaccine protected me. But maybe, you know, maybe there's not that urgency. That's what some people are thinking, because I'm getting it anyway and then I'm getting a natural boost. There's a lot of people kind of confused as to, you know, how many times their body needs to be exposed to COVID or the spike protein mRNA, you know, and have their immune system boosted in order to avoid a COVID illness. And when double vaccinated, double boosted people are still getting COVID, a lot of young moms are like, you know what, maybe I'll wait. And again, I support vaccination, but I don't support mandates, and I don't support discriminating against people who, you know, want to make an educated decision first. But the other big thing is, you know, we convinced everybody that they could be the one in a million who would die of COVID. And so when you say, but there's a one in a million chance of this side effect, or a five in a million chance, people are convinced, well, then that could happen to me too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Russia is wrongfully detaining WNBA star Brittany Griner. Griner is being sentenced to 9 years in prison after being found guilty of drug charges in a Russian court. Griner pled guilty to bringing marijuana into Russia and has been in prison in Russia since February. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the oversight of the FBI. Senate Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Chuck Grassley of Iowa, he's a Republican, he believes that the credibility of the FBI is on the line and accuses them of ignoring tips about the president's son, Hunter.
The FBI headquarters team falsely labeled Hunter Biden information as you-know-what disinformation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a massive volcano has erupted near Iceland's Keflavik Airport. And there's some beautiful sights. Volcanoes are just, you know, with the lava and you know, it draws a lot of people to watch and take pictures, but it's very dangerous, very risky. And, you know, people are going to the volcano to try to get selfies and pictures. Not good. Not good. The Fagradalsfjall volcano in southwest Iceland erupted yesterday, according to the Icelandic Meteorological Office. They've urged people to stay away. It's a sparsely populated area on the Reykjanes Peninsula, but many are still going up close to snap photographs with their children and fly drones. One tourist said, I just made it to the volcano. My mind is completely blown. It's crazy. The last thing that I would have imagined this morning when I woke up was to be standing and looking at this. It is so beautiful. Another man, according to Washington Post, said he flocked to see the same volcano erupt last year, said it was absolutely incredible, describing the lava as mesmerizing dancing fire. So the eruption is classified as a volcanic fissure. It occurs about 10 miles from Keflavik International Airport, 21 miles from the country's capital, Reykjavik. As of Thursday morning, the airport, which does fly to Seattle or London, Frankfurt, did remain open and operational. Remember a few years back, there was a huge volcano that interrupted travel, not from Iceland, but for a good part of Europe, and that was a mess. So currently, no disruptions in flights. So that happened. The mess was back in 2010 with the the Izhafjallajökull volcano. That spewed huge ash clouds into the atmosphere and grounded air traffic. Millions were stranded. They don't think this would do that. You know, they think it's smaller. It's on the end of the peninsula. They say the volcanic fissure does not usually result in large explosions or significant dispersal of ash into the stratosphere. But still, stay away. There's noxious fumes, hot magma, and it's, but this is a small one, they say. But man, this is ridiculous. I'm seeing a dad photograph kids that are right near the flowing lava. I guess they see how slow it is, and they're taking a picture of two kids sitting right there playing next to it. I would not do that. That's where Photoshop comes in. The exact location of the eruption is Mira del Leir, about 1 mile north of Mount Stórihjartur, according to the Icelandic Meteorologic Office. But the area has experienced strong earthquakes in recent days, warning of tremors, falling rocks, gas pollution. Same volcano also erupted last year, so some of these things are pretty, pretty active. The closest I've ever been to a volcano was in, I think it was, the Big Island of Hawaii. I think we had been in Oahu, and we've decided to fly to the Big Island, or were we at Kona? And, I think we might have been staying in Kona. And then we went to see the volcanoes, and you could see the lava. I mean, it was just flowing a little bit, but it was amazing. Then our friend had a plane and took us there, and it was wow. It was great. We would have done that again, but it's so expensive. So, we have a few fires going on right now. We have the Miller Road fire, and I apologize, my internet is slow pulling this up. We have the McKinley fire. We have firefighters. In fact, I think a firefighter just got hurt. A firefighter and residents are now battling this 10,500-acre Miller Road fire. Now, this is in Oregon. It's right off Highway 216, not far from the main line fire. Hot spots flared up yesterday, and more than 120 firefighters are working on that. The fire broke out Tuesday about 13 miles south of Maupin, sending a huge plume of smoke. So far, it's 0% contained. Then we have the McKinney fire. The McKinney fire has had evacuations. This is in Northern California. Crews have been battling that, and it is, I believe, one of the state's largest wildfire to date, for this year. By Thursday, Oregon and California firefighters have contained only 10%. It is a 91-square-mile blaze on the southeastern side near Siskiyou County, home to about 7,800 people. According to Siskiyou County Fire Chief Phil Anzo, we went in, did quite a bit of work around that community before the fire reached it. The McKinney fire continues to burn 4 miles west of Eureka. And then the fire ignited Friday afternoon in the Oak Knoll Ranger District of the Klamath National Forest. Quickly exploded in size because the region is impacted by long-term drought. And, you know, many of you have reached out asking me what's going on with Lake Mead. I live in Lake Mead, so we have that reservoir. It's on the brink of, we're being told, Deadpool status. Millions of us are losing our natural water supplies and our man-made reservoirs as the water levels continue to drop. Now, mind you, Southern Nevada got some really good rain, but it wasn't enough to manage the high heat and the evaporation. And the United Nations has issued a warning. The United Nations has that water levels, according to MSM, in Lake Mead and Lake Powell are the lowest ever and are getting perilously close to reaching Deadpool status. At Lake Mead, which is located between Nevada and Arizona, it is the country's largest artificial lake. Levels have gotten so low that we're already seeing human remains come out, dried out fish. There was a sunken boat dated back to World War II. Not that we fought World War II, but I think we did some military exercises. Our waters are getting shallower. The walls of the lake are divided by two contrasting colors. We've seen that for a while, but it's getting worse. Maximum capacity, the lake should reach an elevation of 1,200 feet, according to NASA's Earth Observatory. 2020, we were at 1,084 feet above sea level. Now I believe we are under, I don't think I have the number as of today, but I think we're falling. Oh, no, today we're at 1,040. Not good. And then we have Lake Powell. So Lake Powell is between Utah and Arizona. It's the nation's second largest artificial reservoir. They're also seeing issues. Last time the lake was full was 1999. But now it's dropping. As of Thursday, it's only one quarter full. Both lakes give us water and electricity to millions of people that don't have natural water resources. One of the seven states is California. They do have access to water, but I think they canceled their desalination plan and all that, and they use our water too. I call it ours because we're the ones that are, it's in our state. The United Nations Environment Program ecosystems expert Liz Mullen Bernhardt said that the conditions have been so dry for more than 20 years that we're no longer speaking of a drought. We refer to this as aridification, a new very dry normal. If water cuts are introduced to try to ration the supply, it might not be enough. I don't see the growth changing. I mean, people have been fleeing California, moving to Nevada and Arizona. They've been growing, and we're supposed to have groundwater and access to groundwater, but the groundwater is supposed to be used in case of emergencies and maybe during the summer. And I'm very, very concerned because we don't seem to want to be limiting growth because I think, you know, politicians don't want to, you know, be the ones in office when that happens. But we're inviting everybody and their mother to come to Nevada, and I welcome you all. But if we have to ration water, you know, telling people to, you know, not flush the toilet or to take out a little strip of grass near their house so the dog doesn't pee there, I don't think it's going to make up for a family of five and thousands of them coming in every month. I don't know. So they say climate change is the heart of the issue. Well, our climate is changing, but interestingly, there was a report, I think it was published in Science Magazine, saying some of our green efforts might be accelerating climate change as the pollution is not repelling the heat because there's less pollution. I want less pollution, but that was interesting. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Disney World doesn't want to, I guess, you know, see the fate of what's happening with Sesame Place, as Sesame Place is being sued for children, black children, being ignored by the puppets that allegedly that would hug or high-five people who were white and then would not hug or greet anybody who was black. And that's what they have been accused of. Rosita, I think, is one of the Sesame Place characters, and we've all seen the video, which was kind of crushing to see two little girls, and she says no to them. And again, I don't know if she was saying no to everybody, if she said no to multiple people, but you see a lot of videos come up. There's now a Chuck E. Cheese video of, I guess, a Chuck E. Cheese character completely ignoring a little girl who wanted to hug him and wouldn't, you know, go over to her. And, you know, somebody has asked, well, are these males and they're not allowed to touch girls? And it's an interesting point because in Disney World we have the Woody. We'll talk to you about what Woody did. Woody called over his cohort to do the hugging. So where it's really easy to identify her is if they're hugging other kids and then they don't hug, you know, somebody who's black, then that's there's obviously something going on there. But Disney World, they went out of their way to make sure that everybody felt welcomed. And so I guess in Toy Story, you have Woody and Jessie. And Jessie and Woody, the crowd is very, in Disney World and Disneyland, they really corner off everybody before the parade. And you can't be in the streets. You have to give them room. So there's a lot of room. And usually at Disneyland and Disney World, they don't touch. I don't think they do a lot of during the parades. Because there's just too many people and it would slow down the flow. But you saw Jessie doing kicks and Woody tries to get her attention multiple times because there was a little black girl over on the side. And then Jessie runs over, gives the warmest hug. The girl was glowing. She was so happy. And then Jessie gets back there but yes, I found it interesting that Woody wouldn't give the hug. And my guess is there are rules that maybe the males, even though I think the males could possibly also be in, or females could also be in some of these, but I think there's so much now liability on the touching part that's my guess. You know, it's not that Woody was racist or anything like that. It's just called over Jessie to see the kid and come over and give a hug. Because he's male, and maybe there's an unspoken rule. I don't know. I'll look it up. But it was interesting. But Jessie came over, gave a real warm hug, you know. But it's frustrating that you know this happens. It's frustrating for people to, you know, not feel like they, you know, can be, you know, these kids. They love these, you know, puppets, and they love these characters. Mine didn't, so. My kids never wanted to go near Chuck E. Cheese, the rat or whatever. They never wanted, you know, to go up to Mickey. They never wanted the character breakfast, which is great. It saved me a lot of money. So my kids never had to. And the funny thing is I was like that too as a kid. I really didn't like clowns. I didn't really like Ronald McDonald. I wasn't going to hug Ronald McDonald. I had a birthday party at McDonald's once. I didn't want to hug him. He was weird. He's a nice guy, but I was like, it was just weird to me. Now, if I saw a Big Bird or a Cookie Monster or a Grover or an Ernie, maybe. But for the most part, no. So, anyway, that's what I think happened. And I think, you know, Woody is, according to TMZ, you know, he noticed black the children who were black. And according to TMZ, called Jessie over. So, and then, you know, people are saying, yeah, you know, Disney World's not going to get canceled. They're not, you know, so... you know, but it's sad that's where they're at and where I think they're going. What I think is going to happen at these amusement parks is they're going to eventually just stop the person-to-person contact because there could be, you know, somebody could say, but my child obviously, you know, had, like, you know, sometimes there's children in wheelchairs or you have a, you know, or you have a child that, you know, may have a disability and the person in the suit might not realize it. And then somebody could say, you know, that they ignored that person. And some people might actually ignore them because they're like, well, they're in a wheelchair. I don't want to do anything wrong. And, you know, it could get sticky. So to avoid any sort of that, you know, any sort of, you know, either on purpose racism and bias or accidental, we're probably going to see a lot less interactions. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But what made entertainment headlines is Batgirl, the Warner Brothers movie that cost $90 million to make, got axed. And people feel it was so woke that it just didn't pass the test screen. And to be, it was considered irredeemable by studio executives at Warner Brothers. Now, I haven't seen it, so I don't know what it could have been that bad. But one thing I am noticing is a lot of these movies are just, you know, you lose the story to all these boxes that need to get checked in terms of, look, we don't want to get canceled, so we did this, we did this, we said this, we did this, we were political about this, blank, 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 blank. And sometimes it's like, well, where's the story? You know, one of the reasons why Top Gun did well is they had a little bit of that box checking right away done. Like, okay, here's your female fighter pilot. Here's, you know, I would have liked to see her, you know, earn it. I would have liked to see, like, you know how Tom Cruise opened the movie, you know, where she does something like, okay, oh, damn. Ooh, okay, she's off, you know. But instead it was, here's your female, here's your this. And but Top Gun tried to get that done out of the way and then go to story. And it stinks because that's not really the way it's supposed to be, but that's how people feel. They feel like, okay, you know what, we got to get the hug in, or we got to get this in. We got it totally changes what is supposed to happen. You know, you're supposed to be, you know, diverse. It's supposed to not be alienating, but it's supposed to be about the story. But sadly, people feel like that they're going to do wrong, so they have to, well, you know, they have to, you know, make it very, very obvious in these movies that they, almost like it's a defense, like they're up on the, you know, up on the stand. So Batgirl, which could have been a fantastic movie, only got as far as test screenings and was being slated for release in cinemas across the U.S. and HBO Max, but the audience feedback we're being told was so awful that Warner Brothers had to, they couldn't risk the reputation of sending that out there and wasting the millions of dollars they already spent. So they scrapped a $90 million film. And it's a shame because the actress, who is a very good actress, and I don't know if we have her name here, we're supposed to, and she's had a really good attitude about it. Leslie Grace. You know, this was, she's 27 years old. I believe she was in The Heights, a musical drama. And I don't know if that did as well. So it's a shame, you know, to go through all that and be excited and then have it scrapped. But I really urge that people in Hollywood and entertainment, you know, realize why people are going. I understand that there's all these entities saying, look, you have to, you know, we have to have less males in these roles. We have to show women can be superheroes. Women as superheroes don't always sell. They did a fantastic job with Wonder Woman. I was worried about Wonder Woman, you know, because I wasn't really a big fan of the TV show, but they did a good job. And the reason why is they showed how she, you know, or anybody, you know, earned that role. It wasn't a suit. She had the abilities. It is. It's a lot tougher to convince an audience of, you know, these women superheroes. It's a shame, because I feel like a superhero. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.